Hello, I'm Tamsin, and welcome back to Season 2 of English Sound Building, the advanced pronunciation podcast where you do the work to build muscle, muscle memory, and master new sounds. As always, remember that successful communication is possible in any one of the thousands of global English accents, and there are no ideals. We're simply here to have fun playing with sound. If you find it useful to read as you listen, remember there's a script for this podcast on my Patreon page. That's www.patreon.com/EnglishBrickByBrick. Everything's free on there. Just scroll down on the main page and you'll get to the scripts. I am a one-person team writing, recording and editing these in my free time though, so if you are able to support me, I really appreciate it. I started this podcast for my online students. And if you are a high, upper, intermediate to advanced learner and you'd like to become one of them, either as a one-off or on a regular basis, I now have some availability in my schedule. Again, check out the episode notes where there is a link to my iTalki profile. That's where I teach online and I'd love to see you there. So today we're looking at another voiceless and voiced consonant pair, sh and zh. We'll talk about how to make the sounds, but we'll talk about how to make the voiced zh, simply because you'll hear me better over the mic. Just remember that to make the voiceless sh, you're doing exactly the same thing, except for the fact that you're not vibrating your vocal cords. So sh and zh are both fricative sounds, like from Season 2, Episode 1. And with sh and zh, the friction comes from the front of your mouth, where the tongue, teeth and palate are placed close together but don't quite touch. It doesn't come from the teeth and the lips like the v sound. So to make the zh, I feel the sides of my tongue raise up to meet my upper teeth here, and the tip of my tongue is also tensed upwards, close to but not touching the alveolar ridge. That's the hard bit behind the upper front teeth. Finally, your lips are flared or rounded and slightly pushed out. Now vibrate your vocal cords, push the air through your mouth, and you should hear the zh sound. If you don't, play around, either lowering or raising your jaw a few millimetres, zh, or your tongue within your jaw, zh, or pushing your lips out or drawing them in. And hopefully by experimenting with all of those positions, you'll finally arrive at one which gives you the zh sound. I do find that my learners tend to be able to make these sounds, actually, but it can be quite tricky to make them consistently in all positions. In particular, as with most of these voiceless and voiced pairs, devoicing of the zh to sh is something to be looking out for. The sounds can also be easily confused with the s and z sounds, as well as the ch and j, which we'll look at next week. And in fact, as we'll see later, there's some crossover with those sounds for me and for many other first language English speakers too. So these are all things to bear in mind as we go through the words today. So let's start by looking at some common words with sh. Now, I haven't spoken about spelling over the last couple of weeks. Here I will say that the obvious spelling pattern is SH, but the combinations of letters TI, CI, CH, SUTU, and CE can all make a SH sound. Listen and repeat. Action. Actually. Ancient. Delicious. Dictionary. Dish, finish, machine, she, share, sheep, shop, short, special, sugar, sure. Well done. We're going to go through them again in groups of four, make you work a little harder. Action, actually, ancient, delicious. Dictionary, dish, finish, machine. She, share, sheep, shop. Short, special, sugar, sure. Brilliant. And we're going to go straight into three sentences with a lot of those sh sounds. So as usual, I'll read the sentences once, slowly, for you to grasp each word. Although, again, do remember that you can go and access the script if you find it helpful to read as you listen. I'll read once at a more natural pace. I'll pause for you to repeat. Then I will repeat again and pause for you to repeat one more time. Sentence number one. It was actually a delicious ancient dish. It was actually a delicious ancient dish. It was actually a delicious ancient dish. Sentence two. Be sure to share the special sugar. Be sure to share the special sugar. Be sure to share the special sugar. And sentence three. The shop machine finished its action. The shop machine finished its action. The shop machine finished its action. Wow, I find that one hard. Let me know how you got on. And in terms of your listening, I think a point which is really interesting to note here is that some English speakers also pronounce the letter S as a sh sound before a ch cluster. And I am one of them. So often in faster speech or in more relaxed speech, I'll refer to the people I teach as my students rather than my students. The same may also happen occasionally for some speakers before a tr cluster. So for example, stress may become stress. I don't think I do this, but I may do occasionally. It does seem to vary from speaker to speaker and may not be consistent. And I think it's really interesting for you to notice what you do in those places and notice if you do it consistently or inconsistently. This use of the sh sound is definitely not something I would recommend you going out of your way to copy. It's more just about noticing what happens. Okay, let's now move on to the zh sound and look at some words with this zh sound. There aren't actually many of these in individual words, but that doesn't mean it's not a common or useful sound, as we'll see in a couple of weeks' time. You'll notice that many of these words end in the letters S-I-O-N and U-R-E, and you may notice that some are loan words from French, where this sound in individual words is much more common. And if you've previously learned American English or another world English, do you notice the British English equivalent of eggplant and zucchini in the list below? Listen and repeat. Aubergine. Azure. Beige. Conclusion. Courgette. Decision. Genre. Invasion. Leisure. Massage. Occasion. Persuasion. Pleasure. Television. Treasure. Usually. Well done. And again, we'll go through them in groups of four, working a little faster. Aubergine, azure, beige, conclusion. Courgette, decision, genre, invasion. Leisure, massage, occasion, persuasion. Pleasure, television, treasure, usually. Fantastic. And then some sentences with a lot of those zh sounds. Sentence one. The beige and azure mix was a great decision. The beige and azure mix was a great decision. The beige and azure mix was a great decision. Sentence two. I usually eat aubergine and courgette with pleasure. I usually eat aubergine and courgette with pleasure. I usually eat aubergine and courgette with pleasure. And sentence three. In my leisure time, I watch many genres of television. In my leisure time, I watch many genres of television. In my leisure time, I watch many genres of television. Well done. And finally, let's do just a couple of sentences with a mixture of both sounds. Sentence one. She treasures luxury massages on occasion. She treasures luxury massages on occasion. She treasures luxury massages on occasion. And sentence two. This was actually the conclusion of the ancient invasion. This was actually the conclusion of the ancient invasion. This was actually the conclusion of the ancient invasion. Well done. That is the end of this week's workout. I hope you can feel, as usual, that you've worked your mouth muscles a bit harder than usual. Don't forget to practice as often as you can to build muscle and muscle memory. And as always, if you find it easy, speed the podcast up to 1.25 or 1.5 speed. And if you need more time, slow it down. If you're new here and you'd like to follow me on social media, come find me on Instagram or Facebook at English Brick by Brick. I'm not super active on there at the moment. I'm posting a couple of times a week, but there are loads of old posts you can look back over for some advanced English practice. Lots of vocabulary building there, as well as lots and lots of prepositions. And I do read your messages over there, so please do get in touch. You will also find me on Patreon at www.patreon.com/EnglishBrickByBrick. And as I said at the beginning of the episode, I do have some availability on iTalki at the moment. It would be great to see some of you over there. We'll be back next week with a continuation of these sounds, moving on to the ch and j sounds. Enjoy sound building until then.